KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 27 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Iowa State Patrol says four people were hurt during a chain reaction accident Wednesday evening on Highway 92 in Adair County, just east of the Cass County line. Officials say several eastbound vehicles in a line of traffic were stopped in a construction zone at around 6 p.m., waiting for the pilot car to return, when a 2004 Buick Park Avenue, driven by 34-year-old Brian Jorge Ford of Creston, rear-ended a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup, driven by 43-year-old Todd Nothwer of Clarinda. His wife, 42-year-old Laura Nothwer, was a passenger in the vehicle. The force of the impact caused the pickup to rear-end a 2012 Ford F-150, driven by 31-year-old Danielle Burrish of Bridgewater, which rear-ended another vehicle. All four vehicles came to rest on the road, blocking traffic in both directions for several hours. Lara and Todd Nothwer were treated at the Cass County Hospital and have since been released. There was no word on the conditions of the other two victims, but authorities had said late Wednesday evening the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening and that all occupants had been wearing their seatbelts. Airbags also deployed in the vehicles, limiting the extent of the injuries. Assisting at the scene were deputies of the Cass and Adair County Sheriff's Offices. Police in Council Bluffs reported late Wednesday evening that two people were seriously injured during a crash earlier that evening on the South Expressway. Bluffs Police Sergeant Darren Budd said just before 7 p.m., a 1998 Ford Mustang driven by Mackenzie Jones of Council Bluffs was traveling southbound and preparing to turn left onto 35th Avenue. A 2007 Chevy Tahoe driven by 33-year-old Lindsay Perkins of Council Bluffs was traveling northbound on the South Expressway. Several witnesses and Perkins said both drivers had a green light. There is a protected left turn arrow for southbound traffic, but the arrow was not active, according to witnesses. The SUV hit the passenger side of the Mustang with such force that two passengers in the vehicle, 16-year-old Ellen Campbell and 13-year-old Jane Campbell, both of Trainer, suffered serious injuries, with Ellen Campbell's injuries deemed to be critical. Both teens required extrication by the Council Bluffs Fire Department. They were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment. Mackenzie Jones was uninjured. Lindsay Perkins suffered minor injuries during the crash, and her minor passengers were not believed to have been injured. Officials say there appears to have been no indications that speed or impairment contributed to the crash. Jones, however, was cited for improper turning movements. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit will be conducting a follow-up investigation into the crash. A collision between a dump truck and a semi Wednesday morning in Council Bluffs caused traffic to be blocked in one lane for more than an hour. Bluffs police say a semi operated by 35-year-old Chad Followell of Garrett, Indiana, had broken down and was legally parked on the shoulder of Interstate 80 near the South 24th Street exit, with triangular warning reflectors placed behind the vehicle as required. A dump truck driven by 47-year-old Russell Chase of Omaha was traveling west on I-80 when he dozed off or passed out, possibly the result of exhaust fumes entering the cab. Chase said the vehicle had recently had issues with its exhaust. The dump truck collided with the parked semi, resulting in minor injuries to Followell, who was on the passenger side of his semi's tractor. 46-year-old Sean Smith of LaPorte, Indiana, a passenger in the semi who was in the semi's sleeper compartment, and Russell Chase were injured. Each of the individuals complained of pain but refused medical treatment. Chase was cited for failure to maintain control. The right lane of I-80 westbound was closed for about 90 minutes. And while it has since reopened, work was continuing Wednesday on the shoulder of the road. In the funeral announcements, Maynard Nielsen, age 63, of Elkhorn, died Friday near Kimbleton. Funeral services for Maynard Nielsen will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marvin Warner, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Marvin Warner will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Jim Fuller, age 67, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Jim Fuller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Michael Moeller, age 37, of Griswold, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Michael Moeller will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Odella Roof, age 88, of Adair, died Sunday. Funeral services for Odella Roof will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Marie Butler, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Marie Butler will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Eunice Dreher, age 100, of Winterset and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A funeral service for Eunice Dreher will be on Friday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ramona Woolsey Smith, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died April 16th in Chandler, Arizona. Funeral services for Ramona Smith will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Arizona. Funeral services for Jim Young will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Wilbur Bud Woodward, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Bud Woodward will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. C. Clifford Christensen, age 88, a longtime Washington Township resident, died Monday in Phoenix VA Hospital. A memorial service for C. Clifford Christensen will be held later at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Manuel Chintz, age 90, of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, an Atlantic native, died Sunday. No services are planned at this time for Manuel Chintz. And Carol Ann Phipps, age 76, of Harlan, died Monday. Services for Carol Ann Phipps are currently pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.